Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are the producers of the Pat Garrett Western Heritage Festival, David Thomas, author and New Mexico historian, and Dan Crow, songwriter and recording artist. Thank you for joining me on Puentes, gentlemen.
Thank you, Emily, for having us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The festival will take place Saturday, February 2nd, starting at noon at the Rio Grande Theater, 211 North Main Street in Las Cruces. David, how did the event come about?
Well, in 1930, the very first Billy the Kid movie that was ever made, the world premiere for that movie was in the Rio Grande Theater here in Las Cruces. And that movie has been very rarely shown. And I wrote a book about the movie theaters of Las Cruces, and of course, that was one of the movies I was particularly interested in. And it's always been my dream to show that movie again. Now, the movie has been unavailable for about 40 years. It has not been shown on TV, and it's never been shown in the theaters since that initial release. And so I thought, let's see it again.
Was the film done here in Las Cruces?
No, the film was made in California, and we think partly in New Mexico, although there's some dispute about that. But at the world premiere, which was in the Rio Grande Theater, some of the Garrett family members were there, and that was the very first movie ever made about Billy the Kid.
Well, you're both members of the Friends of Pat Garrett, which is part of the Doña Ana County Historical Society. Mm-hmm. Is that how you knew about the Pat Garrett film?
Well, when I started researching my book on the movie theaters of Las Cruces, of course, I learned about that one. There have been 21 theaters in Las Cruces, the first one in 1906, by the way. But I'm currently writing a book on Pat Garrett, and I have written a book on Billy the Kid, and so I'm interested in New Mexico history. So naturally, a movie about Billy the Kid attracted my attention.
So the Pat Garrett Festival is going to let us know more about Pat Garrett.
Yes, the Pat Garrett Festival is a combination of a musical presentation, two movies related to Pat Garrett, and a play related to the killing of Pat Garrett, and some speaking.
Now, there's a gallery opening on February the 1st on Friday at 5 o'clock, and there's going to be a collection of images from the early days of the movie theaters in Las Cruces, and that's free. Is the entire festival free?
No. The only thing that is not free is the Billy the Kid movie that we just spoke of, which is shown in the evening at 7:30.
On Saturday the 2nd,
that
right?
is correct.
Dan, how did you get involved with this? You're being a songwriter and a singer?
Well, many years ago, I got to be friends with Patsy Garrett, who's Pat's granddaughter. And what she actually requested that I write a song about her grandfather because he'd been so mistreated historically in New Mexico history, whereas Billy the Kid had been glorified, you know. So, and I thought, well, that's an interesting idea. So I wrote the song. Performed it for years with a band, but never thought of recording it. But when we moved back to Las Cruces, my wife and I thought, I'm going to record that song. And then because of writing a song about Pat, and then there's famous songs about, folk songs about Billy the Kid and about Jesse James and all of these characters from the West. And I thought, noted characters. And so I thought, why not, you know, do some songs about them and how music has kind of bridged that gap between understanding history and the characters in history and especially the Old West. So it was kind of fun.
So you're going to be singing the legend. That starts at 12 noon.
High noon, yeah.
At the Rio Grande Theater and with presentations by yourself, John Wood, and Scott Galbraith.
Yes, and Ash Solar, she's going to help us too. She's a musician here in town. She's going to perform with us also.
Who is that?
Ash Solar. She's a wonderful musician, singer, songwriter.
And so you'll give the history by song. What else can we expect?
Well, we've got two movies. Dan, you might say something about the first one.
Yes, because after my musical session, we're going to take a break, and then I'm going to introduce a movie from 1948, which featured Charles Bickford as Pat Garrett. And this movie, by the way, was based on a Eugene Manlove Rhodes book, a story called Paso por aquí, which is a very famous book in the writing. And what happened was they took it and made it into a feature film. It's a fascinating film. And Joel McRae was one of the stars of it anyway. And it has a tribute to Rhodes and the whole story of his life, too.
So the movie is called Four Faces West.
Yes, Four Faces
1948, directed by Alfred E. Green.
Yeah.
And that's free as well.
Well, and I might add on that, that of all the movies that have been made in which Pat Garrett is a character, this one treats him by far the best.
Yeah. It's a very compassionate movie. In fact, there's not even one gunshot in the whole movie. It's a fascinating film and a really sweet story.
So then at 4 o'clock, we have the presentation by you, David, of the events leading to the killing of Pat Garrett, Pat Garrett's last days.
I'm currently writing a book on Pat Garrett in which I have dug up immense amount of new information about Pat Garrett's killing, his last days, the people that were involved in it, and so on. And so I'm going to talk about this in this presentation. So the first part of the presentation is going to be the events leading up to Pat's killing, which, as you know, occurred here in Las Cruces, not too far off Highway 70 toward the Oregon Mountains. Then we have something very, very unique and very unusual. We have a play in which we're going to reenact the courtroom scene in which the person that witnessed the killing of Pat Garrett testified. And this is known as the preliminary examination. This has never really been seen before. It's never been written about particularly. And at the end of that, they made the decision to hold Wayne Brazel for the murder of Pat Garrett. So this is a reenactment, and the words are the exact words that are in the trial transcript.
And that was in 1908.
That is correct, March 4th, 1908. Then I'm going to do an analysis afterwards of the results of that examination in which Wayne Brazel was tried for the murder of Pat Garrett. And I won't say whether he got off or whether he was convicted. We'll talk about that at the presentation. But, and then what happened to Wayne Brazel afterwards and what happened to the other people that were involved in it, such as Adamson and so on.
Then at 6 o'clock, about an hour and a half before the movie starts, we have Querida Esposa, Beloved Wife, Travel Back in Time on a Journey of Love.
This is extremely unusual. The speaker, Carla Steen, and her co-author, they're working on a book, over many years have collected about 80 letters that Pat Garrett wrote to his family. These are things that nobody has written about, nobody has seen. This shows a side of Pat Garrett, a family side, his concern for his family, his concern for his children, that nobody has ever, ever had any impression of before. And this is something that is very, very unique.
But, yes, letters between he and his wife, Apolinaria, and all of his kids and grandkids were all raised and schooled here in Las Cruces, and they were all bilingual. They're educated, bilingual. So he did ranch on the other side of the mountains for several years.
Most of the events are free, and what would you like people to get out of it?
Well, I don't think people appreciate the history in Las Cruces and in Mesilla. And I'm not sure exactly why that's true, but there is an immense amount of history. I wrote a book that was a history of Mesilla. I discovered all kinds of new information. New Mexico was still a territory in 1908 when Pat was killed, didn't become a state until 1912. And it just seems to me that anything that we can do to make this history more available so that people can appreciate living here.
David, when did you write the book of the history of Mesilla?
It's been about 4 years now.
Now, prior to that, there have been other books. Mary Daniels Taylor, J. Paul Taylor's wife, wrote also a history of Mesilla. Lionel Fritz also wrote a book about Los Mesilleros, the people from Mesilla. And Lionel's family, also one of the founding families of Mesilla. And so you found more information aside of what they had.
Yes, you're right. Of course, these people are good historians. But there's a lot of new information available. One of the things that people have access now that was very difficult in the old days was the newspapers. And I have documents from Mexico, which no one else has obtained before, and a lot of details that kind of overturn some of the other stories told about the history of Mesilla.
So the movie then follows a presentation by Carla Steen. And so, Dan, will you be singing again?
Not for that part, but the movie, it features one of the actor that plays Billy the Kid is Johnny Mack Brown, who became a very popular B-Western movie star through the 1930s after that film came out. And always loved that because every one of those films by Roy Rogers or Gene Autry or Johnny Mack Brown, they always had sidekicks and saddle pals. And so one of the songs I'm going to be doing in my presentation is about that, about these character actors that portrayed those interesting people.
So was Billy the Kid then idolized? There was more things written about Billy the Kid than about Pat Garrett?
There have been more things written about Billy the Kid contemporaneously than all of the other Western lawmen and bad men.
Yeah.
But he was not particularly idolized at the time. Since then, he's considered a folk hero by many different groups. For example, he's considered kind of a Hispanic folk hero because he was basically protected by the Hispanic community when he was trying to avoid Pat Garrett.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, in his own day, he was somewhat infamous and famous, too. But it wasn't really until 1926-27 when Walter Noble Burns wrote a very popular book about him called The Saga of Billy the Kid.
This movie that we're going to be seeing, the movie on Billy the Kid, is based on that book by Burns.
And so everyone will be able to experience this at the Pat Garrett Western Heritage Festival, Saturday, February 2nd, starting at noon at the Rio Grande Theater. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming down and talking to us about this interesting event and something that maybe a few people aren't aware of.
Thank you, Emily. We hope to make it an annual event, so we're excited.
That is correct.
So you're both bridges to the community.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Producers of the Pat Garrett Western Heritage Festival, David Thomas and Dan Crow. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.